Do you ever get frustrated because you feel like there's just not enough hours in the day to get everything done? And the harder you work, the more you tend to feel behind, which leads to stress, which leads to frustration, and that leads to burnout. And especially being a network marketing leader, the whole reason that you join the profession was you go, man, I want more time freedom. I want to be able to control my schedule. I want to be able to do what I want when I want. But now you feel like the main reasons that you joined, all of those things are suffering because of your business. And you love to grow your business and scale your business, but you know you just can't do any more than you're doing right now. Well, if that is you, any part of that, then you're going to be excited about what I'm going to share with you today because I've been there. And over the years, I have implemented some different things. I've tweaked them along the way. I'm going to share with you some things that I've used personally and still use. They're not theory. I'm using them right now that have 10x'd my productivity, over 10x'd my productivity while working less. So if that sounds good to you, if you want to 2 to 10x your productivity, if you want to work less, but get more done during that time, if you want to have less stress, if you want to be more energized, if you want to be happier, then you should be excited about what I'm going to share with you today and in this episode coming up. Hey, this is Darren Kidd, and welcome to my leadership podcast. This podcast is for network marketers that are looking to not only grow their business, but their leadership, because they know they go hand in hand. You're looking to break through to that next level, all while having a lot of fun and making a positive impact in the lives of others. So if that's you and this is your first time, welcome. Make sure to hit that subscribe button, and I'm excited to have you here. Today's episode is brought to you by rankupandlead.com. It's a free resource that I created because I've noticed there are 5 common mistakes that I see that leaders make that sabotage their team's growth. And so if you want to learn those 5 mistakes and how to avoid them so you can grow your team much faster, make sure to check out that free resource. I want to kick off today with one of my favorite quotes, and it's one that I've been using a lot recently because I continue to remind myself this is very important. It's from Peter Drucker. Peter Drucker said, "It's not how much you do, but it's the effectiveness of what you do." And so many times as leaders, we confuse activity and productivity. We're really busy, but we're not really getting anything done. And so that's a good quote to maybe put in your achievement planner, make sure to put on your whiteboard to remind you, hey, look, it's not how much we do, it's the effectiveness of what we do. It's not about just being busy, it's about being productive. Before I became a trainer and a coach in the network marketing space, I was a distributor just like you for almost 3 decades, actually 28 years. And during those 28 years, and now being able to work with some of the top leaders in the world and some of the top companies in the world, it's fascinating to watch what people do, and especially with technology, how they build their business around their busy life. And I have seen, for example, a mom, and I'm thinking of one in my head right now, very busy, that she was a single mom when I first met her and started coaching her. She had two girls. And they were actually 3 girls, and they were in cheer, which for any of you that have daughters that are in cheer, that's like a full-time job. So she owned her own company. She was a single mom, and she had 3 little girls. They were in cheer, so it means her life was crazy busy, but she was extremely coachable. And during the cracks and crevices of her day throughout the week, she would get more done in 10 to 15 hours than most network marketers, most leaders that say they were full-time in the business. Because a lot of times full-time is code for, hey, look, I quit my job too soon, so I guess I am full-time now. But it doesn't mean that they do full-time activity. So that's a great example. It's not how much we do, it's the effectiveness of what we do. And so as I kick off, I'm going to give you 10 tips that I personally implemented and focused on. And I want to challenge you. When you hear some of these, you immediately may go, I can't believe my wife even did the same thing. She's like, that's one of your tips. And I explained to her why I was going over that. She's like, oh, that makes sense. And so you may have heard some of these things before. You may go, man, what does that have to do with me being productive and having more energy and being happier and being able to scale and grow my business without having to work more hours? This is where you just have to trust me, where I have been 3 decades as a distributor before I walked away as a trainer and a coach. I want to help you. I want to be the person that I wish I would have had many years ago that goes, no. Let me show you how to get to where you want to be faster. Let me show you how to be more productive. Let me show you how to systemize things and create things that duplicate and develop leaders so you enjoy building your business and you are building your business doesn't own you and you start to dread it, which is not the goal. So let's go ahead and get right into those 10 tips. All right, let's jump right into tip one. And tip one is one of them that I'm going to say, hey, listen, just listen with an open mind. They say, look, a parachute only works when it's open. And that's the same thing that happens with your mind. And the first tip is the one that my wife, she's like, you spent that much time researching that tip. Why would you do that? Then I explained it. She understood. But let's go ahead and start. Number one is sleep. And you go, man, what does that have to do with being productive and getting things done and enjoying building my business? Everything. I used to have the attitude was, look, I don't need sleep. I'm a machine. I'll sleep when I die. You know, that was my attitude. That was not a good attitude. And let me give you some things that I heard recently that may change your mind as well. And it may help you focus a little bit more on these things. And again, all of these 10 things, it's almost like a combination to a lock. You know, you can have the numbers to a lock to unlock a vault with, say, all of your dreams inside. But if the numbers are not in order, it doesn't matter. If you're missing one of the numbers, it really doesn't matter. You're not going to unlock it. So what I want to do is I want to give you all the numbers in order, the things that I did and am still doing that have made a big difference. So number one, sleep. I heard Tony Robbins talking about Dr. Matthew Walker, who is a neuroscientist from UC Berkeley. They studied 1.6 billion people. And you go, how do you study 1.6 billion people? It was daylight savings time. And in 70 countries, which all had it happen at the exact same time, spring forward, just losing 1 hour of sleep a night, that night, just 1 hour, 1 hour, the next 3 days in every single country, on average, heart attacks went up 24%. Is that not crazy? The reverse also happened. Okay. When you gain an hour, when we fall forward, then 21% on average in those countries, heart attacks went down. And when you look at someone that sleeps 4 to 5 hours a night on average, this is fascinating as well for all the guys and the ladies that are listening. Guy that sleeps 4 to 5 hours a night on average, their testosterone is someone basically like 10 years older. So if they only get 4 or 5 hours of sleep, their testosterone has aged them, the lack of testosterone, at least 10 years. And for women, every hour they don't get that they need, right? Every hour that they lose, for every hour they lose 14% of their desire. Okay. So needless to say, I shared this with my wife, making sure she gets enough sleep. So sleep not only keeps you healthy, right? But it allows you to be more productive. And I'm going to share some other things with you as well. So not only does it help you stay healthy, but when you develop a routine, those who get less than 5 hours of sleep a night experience 29% less productivity. Okay, less productivity. So not only did it negatively affect work performance, it affected the quality in their relationships, and they had more difficulty concentrating, learning, communicating. And so you as a leader, right, what are the things that we do on a daily basis? We communicate. We deal with people. That's relationships. You know, we have little cracks and crevices of our day, especially when you're building your business and you've got a family, you're dropping the kids off at school and they have cheer practice, they have baseball, they have swimming, all the things that you do and you love, right? I mean, one day people used to tell me, Darren, you're going to miss that stuff one day. And I go, yeah. And now that I've got getting ready to have my fourth kid that's grown, only have one left that's, 14 years old. I'm like, oh my gosh, those were such great times, that chaotic time of my life. But when you're doing all those things, it's important because it helps you with all of those things. Poor sleep habits have been tied to weight gain, stress, higher levels of illness, and sleep deprivation negatively affects your performance, your quality, and everything. All right, so tips, that's number one. We're just going to go through it really quickly. But tips for better sleep, what I have learned, and by the way, none of these things I do perfectly every single day. I fall off the wagon all the time, whether it's with my sleep or any of the other tips that I'm going to give you. But what you learn to do when you know what makes a big difference, then you tend to jump and get back on the wagon a little bit quicker than you did before. So I still fall off the wagon, but I recognize it and I tend to jump back on a little bit quicker. So tips for better sleep real quick. Try to have a routine. When I'm in my routine, as long as I don't get up any later than 15 to 30 minutes later than I normally do, I feel awesome. If I get up an hour later than I normally do, I have such less energy and I'm not as productive and I have a hard time focusing. So I try to get in the bed around the same time if possible, and I try to get up if possible at the same time. I try to have a good environment when I sleep. So I like, you know, the cooler, the better for me. My wife does not like it, but I like it. It helps me sleep better. Quiet in a dark place, so I'm not waking up throughout the night. And I try not to eat or drink caffeine too late in the day. It just gives me a better quality sleep. So number one, focus on not only how much sleep you get, but the quality of sleep that you're getting if you want to be more productive. Number two, again, we're getting through these little simple tips first before I get into some of the other ones. Number two, water. If your body is on average 60% water, then a lot of times we're not getting enough water. We're not hydrating, which affects our energy, affects our mood, and on and on and on. And so let me just give you a few benefits of drinking water. Once again, you may be going, Darren, I cannot believe I'm listening to this podcast. You're telling me these things 10x your productivity. It's a recipe. If you take your favorite cake recipe, and you give it to me, and it's a chocolate cake, and I go, that's the best cake I've ever tasted in my life. And I go home, and I cook that cake, and I call you back, and I'm like, man, your cake recipe doesn't work. And you go, what do you mean it doesn't work, Darren? Well, I mean, I put almost every ingredient that you told me to put in there. You're like, almost every ingredient. Well, I didn't have any eggs, and I didn't have this. Like, Darren, are you kidding me? You can't leave out one of the ingredients and expect to have the success with that cake recipe. That's why I'm giving you ingredients to my recipe that have helped me 10x my productivity. So the benefits of drinking water, it boosts energy and mood because it delivers nutrients and oxygen to all of your cells, especially muscle cells, which postpones muscle fatigue. It helps with weight loss. It helps with digestion. It detoxifies our body. It hydrates our skin. It flushes bacteria from your bladder, aiding in digestion, preventing constipation. It boosts your energy, and it delivers all the important nutrients to your cells, especially muscle cells. We talked about that, and it helps to fight off illness. So very important to make sure your water intake is what it should be. And you can Google, I've heard anywhere from, you know, a half an ounce to an ounce for every pound that you weigh. So if I weigh, you know, 180, 190, whatever I weigh, let's say 200 pounds, then I need to bring in about 100 ounces of water a day. And when you start tracking that performance measured as performance improved, then you will realize how little water you're drinking probably on a daily basis. And when you start to get more and more water, you realize how much of a difference it makes in the way you feel, which affects all of those areas that we just mentioned and more. All right, tip number three is something that I implemented this year. I had heard about it for a long time. I never really took advantage of it. I didn't research it, but I am so glad that I did. And this is standing up when you're working. Now, you may be in a situation where you can't stand up all the time, but if you can stand up more than you have been, just a little bit of an improvement. And so just right now, when I'm recording this podcast, those of you that are, you know, on YouTube watching, if you're on one of the other platforms, you can't see me, but I'm at my stand-up desk because one, when we sit down, we cut off half our energy. One of the main reasons that I started researching stand-up desk was that I was having so many issues with my neck and my shoulders. You know, I love to work out, but yet when I sit down, I'm in one position and my shoulders just get really tense and I was having headaches and having to get massages every other day. and like, wow, I cannot figure out what to do to help my neck and my back. And when I started researching the benefits of being able to stand up more often, I still thought, when I get this desk, I'm probably only going to want to stand up every now and then. But what I find now, I can stand up for hours. I don't get sleepy. I have more energy. And so let me read off a few reasons and benefits of standing up. Number one, it burns more calories. Not only does it burn more calories, you have an energy burst. You know, when I'm standing up, I have more energy throughout the day. You have better posture, better mood, better focus, better circulation. And I was looking at different studies, and one of them, they did a small study of 10 office workers that were standing for 180 minutes after lunch, reduced blood sugar spike by 43% compared to sitting for the same amount of time. How many of you have heard the new smoking is sitting? That sitting is just as bad for you as many other things. And I don't know if it's just as bad, but sitting all the time, there are definitely, and you're going to hear about it in some of these other quick ones. Participants have reported a 32% improvement in their lower back pain after several weeks of using standing desk. The harmful effects of sitting after meals could help explain why excessive sedentary time is linked to a whopping 112% greater risk of type 2 diabetes. Additionally, studies have found the strong link between increased sitting time and early death. That was like a wow when I read that. It's not surprising, given the strong association between sedentary time, type 2 diabetes, heart disease. In fact, a review of 18 studies found that those who sit most are at a 49% greater risk of dying early than those who sit the least. One more study estimated that reducing sitting time to 3 hours per day would raise the average American's life expectancy by 2 years. Right? Those are just a few studies that I looked up really quick. So again, it may or may not be something you can do, but when you can, try to stand up. Maybe it's at a window. Maybe it's at your kitchen counter, but that's definitely helped me. Number four, this one made a major impact in my productivity. All of them have. But this one alone, I'm going to share with you why. It's called the Pomodoro Method. It was, I guess, created by a college student, and I forget which country. Maybe it was in Italy. Pomodoro is Italian for tomato. And I was looking at different studies that backed this up when I started researching it last year, and then I implemented it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, where was this a long time ago? I wish I would have known this. Because of my lack of attention span, right? And I'm like, you know, the attention span of a gnat, I don't know, it's very small. But what happens, one of the studies that showed that after 10 minutes, when you start to focus on something, your attention span starts to go down. So after if you work for 2 hours, after 10 minutes, it's a constant decrease of your attention span. But if you take a break, the Pomodoro, the tomato little timer, every 25 minutes would go off, and this college student would take a 5-minute break. And then what happens in a 2-hour period, you've had 4 of those breaks. And then when you start back, your attention span peaks again. So in 2 hours, your attention span has peaked 4 different times. When I started implementing the Pomodoro method, and I was doing it wrong at first. At first, there's an app that I downloaded called, I use it every day, Focus To Do. It's free. And you can put your task and then you hit start and then it'll be going right beside me and it's a countdown for 25 minutes. Well, I got to the point where I wasn't taking my 5-minute break. I would just see how many of those I could get done in a day. But that's not the way. You want to make sure that you take your 5-minute break when you hear that alarm go off. And let me talk to you about Parkinson's Law. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not a detail person. I don't have to know why everything works. I don't know how when I jump in my car, I press the button, the engine starts up. I just drive it. I don't know why a brown cow eats green grass, produces white milk. I just know it tastes good. And I like to drink it. Well, I used to drink it. I don't drink it much that more anymore. But you get the point, right? I don't have to know all the details of why things work. But sometimes when we hear why they work, then it tends to give them a different priority. Parkinson's Law talks about work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. Let me give you, and if there's one of my superpowers, it's making complicated things very simple, because that's the way that I think. If we have 6 months to go on vacation, when do you start preparing for vacation? Most people, they start preparing 2 days before and they get more done in the last 24 to 48 hours than they did in the 6 months prior to that, knowing that they were going to leave for vacation at that moment. And so work tends to fill the time that we give it. When I set this 25-minute timer, it allows me to laser focus on that, whatever I'm working on. I mean, laser focus on just that for the next 25 minutes. And it's almost gamified it for me to where I want to see how much I can get done in the time that I have to work. Remember, it's not how much we do, it's the effectiveness of what we do. So that's Parkinson's law. So the reinforcement theory shows that the shorter the amount of time between rewards, the more motivated our brains are to complete our task in order to continue receiving rewards. So again, that's some science behind it. By telling ourselves we get breaks after completing 25 minutes of uninterrupted work, we look forward to the break, and therefore the work goes by faster. And after four of those breaks, by the way, then they encourage you to take a longer one, a 15 to 30 minute break. And what I did to take it one more step, this is why I wanted to share with you some things that I've done to optimize and not only my health, but productivity and different things. What I will do is every time that timer goes off, me personally, I'll do 15 push-ups and I'll do 10 air squats and I will drink water. Habits are easier to create when you tie them to other things. So that way I'm making sure that I'm drinking water and being intentional about drinking my water every break, and I get moving, because I know that motion creates emotion. I know that, you know, my state affects everything. It affects your energy. And so whether you're doing push-ups, you're doing air squats, you're stretching, you're doing a little bit of yoga, you walk outside, you get some fresh air, you do some jumping jacks, whatever you want to do, knowing that you get that reward in 25 minutes, it makes a world of difference. So that is the Pomodoro method. Now let's go to number five. Always plan your day before your day begins. What do I mean by that? You want to get in front of your day and be proactive and not reactive. So at some point today, you want to make sure that you plan tomorrow. Doesn't mean that you plan out every single minute of the day, but you plan out 60, 70% of your day. So what you're doing is you're looking at your calendar going, okay, what are the time scheduled events that I have going on tomorrow? And it's things with your kids, it's things with work, maybe it's a Zoom, whatever it may be. And then you write down 3 to 5 to-dos. I used to have 50 to-dos, and it made me so good. I would have lists, and I just continued to add to those lists, which is overwhelming, and you never really accomplish anything. So eventually, it becomes very frustrating. But if you're focused to go, okay, what are the 3 to 5 things that if I write them down, they have to get accomplished, or I do not write them down. What are those 3 to 5 things? It makes you prioritize. What are the money-making activities, the high payoff activities, or the profit-producing activities that are going to lead you to achieve your goals, whether it's income, whether it's rank, whatever it may be? Then on your future to-dos, you can put the other ones, but put down 3 to 5. It makes you prioritize and really think about, like, the Pareto principle. What are the 20% that's going to lead me to the 80%? So write down your to-dos, and then one more step is you pencil in your calendar when you're going to do those 3 to 5 things that you've written down on your list. So the goal is to do this 5 out of 7 days. I don't do this on weekends unless I'm just going to make Saturday a working day, but at least 5 out of 7 days. And remember, it takes about 6 weeks to create a habit. You're going to fall off the wagon. You're going to forget some days. That's why I try to tie it in to another thing that I'm doing the day before. So maybe your afternoon snack, or maybe it's during your lunch break, you plan the next day. If I wait until nighttime, I've learned from me, I'm pretty much, my brain is done and I'm not going to plan like I should. I can't focus like I should. But as long as I get that done the day before, it frees my mind. I sleep better. It allows your subconscious mind to work on it while you're sleeping. So 5 out of 7 days, plan at least 60% of your day. Write down those top 3 to 5 to-dos. Everything else goes on future to-dos. Pencil in when you're going to do those things throughout your day. And being intentional and being proactive, when you start creating this muscle, then you're going to learn, man, I am getting so much done in less time. You're being productive. You're not just being busy, but you're actually being productive. Number 6, set up your environment for success. Now, what does that actually mean? You maybe have kids like I do, right? Or you have pets like I do. And when I was a leader in the field, you know, I would tell my kids, hey, listen, when my office door is closed, I'm not home. You know, I can't answer questions. I can't do anything for you at that point unless it's an emergency, because that way they knew, look, when dad is working, he's working. But when he's with us, the phone could ring. I didn't care if it was the owner of the company. I didn't answer the phone, but it allowed me to focus during that time. Maybe it's turning your phone on focus mode, turning off your distractions, all the email notifications. I was reading at a University of California in Irvine. They talked about when people switch tasks, when they get, you know, all of a sudden distracted, on average, it takes 23 minutes and 15 seconds to get back on track. Well, that's a big deal, right? That's especially a big deal if you're building your business around your family and a career and all these other things. Every single minute is gold and you've got to make it count. So all it takes is one little notification and all of a sudden you look on social media and you're caught in the scroll hole for the next hour or 2 hours and it didn't do anything, but actually it stole from your family's future, right? And when you eliminate those distractions and you laser focus, you would be amazed at what you can get done. And a couple other cool things that I like to do, not only turning off notifications, silencing my phone, but I also like to do things like around my office. If you're watching this on YouTube, if not, if you're on just the podcast platform, you can go back and look at it. But around my office, I've got pictures of my family. I've got affirmations. I've got dream boards. I've got all of these things that remind me of why I'm working so hard, reminding me of why I'm having to sacrifice right now building my business so we can do whatever we want to do the rest of our life. Number 7 is one that you may have a hard time with because I know that I did and still fight it to this day. It's learning to say no. It's mentally impossible and physically impossible to be everything to everyone. The way I look at it is, look, we have this energy. I have this bucket full of energy and there's only so much to go around. And if you've ever flown on a plane, you know when they're going through all the safety announcements in the beginning, they go, hey, look, if your oxygen mask, if that thing drops, you better put it on you before you put it on your kid, because if not, you pass out, you're not going to be there to help your child. So you have to help yourself before you can help other people. You can't be all things to all people. So learning to say no helps you start to focus on what's really important. It helps you put your priorities in order so that you're able to have the energy and time to do what you need to do to move forward. Number 8, use your downtime. Make your minutes count. When I used to get up in the mornings, the first thing I would do when I was drinking my coffee was I would turn on Bad Morning America. And some of you are like, Darren, no, it's called Good Morning America. No, it's not. There's nothing good about it. If it bleeds, it leads. And to create that shock value, the only thing is like who murdered who and all the negative things that are happened. And it sucked the life out of me and it didn't help me and my family. And it was things that I couldn't control anyway. So when I started making sure, hey, look, there's only so much time that I have throughout the day, I'm going to make every single minute count. Then now when I get up, yeah, I meditate. I do my devotions. You know, when I'm getting ready in the morning and, you know, taking a shower and fixing my hair and, for those of you that have seen me before, you know, that's a joke. There is no hair. There's a few of them, but you can't see them. They're translucent. But when I'm getting ready in the morning, what do? Man, I've got, you know, podcasts going. I've got a lot of times a message from Rick Warren, who wrote The Purpose-Driven Life. He's a pastor of Saddleback Church. And so my first hour and a half of the day, I am consuming positive content and making those minutes count. When I'm on the way driving somewhere, that drive time university, I've gotten to the point where very rarely do I listen to music because I'm like, music is just chewing gum for the brain. I can be growing. I can be learning. I can be getting a little bit better knowing that I've got to become a different version of me to get to that next level. Maybe it's you're on the toilet, right? It's potty time. You're making those minutes count. You're not just scrolling through TikTok. You're like, oh my gosh, I can learn something in the few minutes that I'm on the toilet. And we're having fun, but I'm being truthful. There's so many minutes throughout the day that we waste. And when you pay attention and you make those minutes count, minutes are gold. It's the one thing we can never get back. You will be shocked at how much you grow and how much you get done, even in the downtimes. And remember, successful people do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do. Most people are not making the most out of every minute of their day, but you are. That's why you will achieve things that most people never achieve, because you're willing to do things that most people are not willing to do. Number 9, set specific times to check your messages and your emails. That way, during the day, when those things are going off, you're not constantly being distracted. We talked about in one of the earlier tips how average to get back on track is 23 minutes and 15 seconds. And if we're not careful, we get an email, then you get a text message, and you get a social media notification. So set a time where you go through those every single day. And that way, it's not going to distract you, and you're going to get so much more done, and you're going to be more productive. And number 10, last but not least, take time for self-care. Schedule it like a meeting. You work hard. You deserve it. So when you set those times, maybe you want to go get a pedicure. Maybe you want to get a massage. Maybe you want to go on a date night with your spouse. Hey, look, I have lots of self-care time with my family. I've got 3 girls. I've got 2 boys. I go get pedicures with my girls. I get my eyebrows did with a little bit is there with my girls. I go work out with my boys. So whatever it is, remember, you got to take care of you. If you don't take care of you, you can't help other people. But it's very important to be intentional about that self-care. So schedule it like a meeting, just like you would anything else in your calendar. Here's a little bonus tip for you. Take time to reflect and celebrate your progress. Remember, it's about progress, not perfection. So at the end of the day, reflect on the things that you did right. And then every day, can you get a little bit better? What is one more thing that you can implement into your schedule? And that eventually will become a habit. And at first, we make our habits and our rituals, and then they make us. Is your team not growing as fast as you would like it to? In my experience, there's 5 big mistakes that leaders make that sabotage the growth of their organization. If you want to learn what those 5 mistakes are and how to avoid them so your team grows so much faster, make sure to check out this free resource that I've created for you at rankupandlead.com. I will make sure to also put that in the show notes. Thanks for checking out today's episode. I hope you got a ton of value. If you have not already, wherever you're watching or listening, please make sure to hit that subscribe button. And also, if you can help me get the word out, the best way to do that probably is to grab the direct link. That way you can share it with your friends, your team, your organization, and you also can screenshot and share on social media. And one more thing, it would mean the world to me if you would help give me a positive review on Apple, because that's going to help, you know, push it out to more people. And I'm sure you're like me. We want to make the biggest impact that we possibly can. And so I definitely appreciate that support. So hope you have a great rest of your day and can't wait to see you on the next episode.